Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here. And if you missed the big news last week, well, Guy Raz and I are coming out with a new Wow in the World book. Mm-hmm. The How and the Wow of the Human Body. It's full of guts and butts and belly buttons and brains. A top-to-bottom tour of your insides and your outsides. It's available for pre-order now, so check it out. Visit tinkercast.com/shop for more. The How and the Wow of the Human Body, coming March 2nd, 2021.
Proceeded 3, 2, 1...
The body for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
In her ice cream truck? This early in the morning?
Now, who's feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning?
Not me. I was up all night counting sheep. Get out of here, sheep. Go count yourself.
Now, who's ready to attack this day with vim and vigor?
You're attacking my constitutional right to a peaceful sleep.
If you're with me, let me hear you snore!
I'm with you, Mindy! S-N-O-R-E! Let me hear you breathe loudly! Snore! Snore! Yay, snore!
Dennis! Get off the road! You're gonna get run over!
Mindy! Morning, Mindy! Care for a cup of decaffeinated espresso? I call it a depresso.
No, thanks a latte, Dennis, but I'm trying to cut back. I'm just out here to wake up the neighborhood for a little early morning mindfulness sesh.
Ooh! Good morning, Mindy. Morning, Dennis. Did I hear someone say mindfulness? I love mindfulness. Breathing, meditation, relaxation, guided imagery.
What in the world wide web is all this racket? And which one of you just said they're imaginary?
He's not imaginary, Fingerling. He's a real boy. Look.
Ow! Why did you just pinch me?
Grandma G-Force?
Well, someone better pinch me, because this is a dream come true. I've never had the whole neighborhood here in front of my house before.
Okay, well, I'll pinch you too.
Ow! Hey! Wow! That pinch was as good as a cup of coffee. I'll call it a compresso. Do it again.
Okay.
No, Grandma G-Force. There is no pinching in mindfulness.
What about imaginary ones? You know, pinches of the mind.
No pinching!
Actually, practicing mindfulness helps you to focus on being aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the moment.
Why don't you sense this, Fingerling?
G-Force, would you quit it? I'm mindful enough.
Okay, no more pinching, okay? No more pinching.
Mindy, when are we going to start this morning mindfulness exercise?
Oh, I don't know. What about now?
Now?
Yeah, no better time to be in the present than the present, right?
Oh, speaking of presents, that reminds me. I have to conduct roll call. Now, when I shout your name, yell present. Dennis. Present. Very good, Dennis. Reggie. Reggie, just say your name, please. No one likes a smarty pigeon.
So should we just take a seat where we're standing?
Oh, yes. I need everyone to just get situated on the ground in a comfortable seated position, okay?
Okay, there we are.
What in the...
Don't mind me. That's just all my bones.
Ooh.
Gross.
Now what?
All right, now I'm just going to run back to my ice cream truck to turn on some mindful music. So just sit there and breathe or something, okay?
Excuse me. I choked on my spit.
What? What in the...
Sorry, wrong song. There we go. Now, I want everyone to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Hold it. Now take a deep breath out.
I love breathing.
Today, I want you to focus your intention on allowing yourself to receive the gift of a little self-scare.
Huh? What'd she say? Self-scare?
Oh, I get it. Like self-care, but spooky.
That's right. A little self-scare. And as you're breathing, imagine that you are a tiny water beetle scampering through a field of lily pads. When, oh, what is that you see?
I don't know. What is it?
It's a frog.
Oh, a frog.
I'm gonna kiss it. Come here, froggy.
Gee, Forrest, don't do that. You'll get rabies.
Actually, frogs can't get rabies, but one time I got rabies when I... Reggie, don't interrupt me.
Sorry, Mandy.
The frog looks hungry, and she's got her big, bulging eyes set on you.
Man, that's exactly, Pigeon. This self-scare meditation is freaking me out, dude.
Stay in the present. Just stay in the present.
Oh, good idea, Guy Raz. We should all hide from the frog inside of a present. It'll never find us in there.
You can run from this frog, but you can't hide.
Oh, yeah? Watch me.
Ooh. Ah, no! Those are my prize-winning azaleas!
Shh! Oh, sorry.
You stop, dead in your tracks, paralyzed by fear, when this frog opens her mouth wide and... She pulls you in with her long, sticky tongue.
Ah, heavens!
Now exhale... And before you can even digest the idea that you are inside of her big, toothless frog mouth, she takes one big gulp and she swallows you alive.
Ah, Mandy, no! I want out of this meditative self-scare!
Calm down, fella. It's not even that scary. Why, look at Mr. Rossi over there.
I am swallowed alive. I am inside of a frog. I am still in the present.
Oh, fine. What happens next, Mindy?
You realize that you must get your tiny beetle body out of this frog. You ask yourself, what would a bombardier beetle do?
What would a bombardier beetle do?
A bombardier beetle would surely let out a toot so powerful it would force the amphibian to barf you up.
Ah, what?
Ooh, now I'm listening.
But you are not a tooting bombardier beetle.
I'm not?
You are a Japanese water beetle who goes by the scientific name Regenbartia attenuata. And you like to do things the hard way.
You know, that is so like me.
Just stay in the present. Stay in the present.
No, Guy, remember, you're not in a present. You're in a frog.
Using your tiny beetle legs to brace you, you begin to crawl and swim your way through the frog's digestive tract. And as you work your way through its guts, its powerful and corrosive stomach juices threaten to break you down.
Oh, that is just disgusting.
But you keep on going, squeezing your way through the frog's intestines.
I think I can.
Attaboy, Rousey.
At this point, you realize you've gone as far as you can ride down the digestive slide, and there is only one way out.
Oh, look, everyone! A way out! What is it? Like a secret door on the side of the frog or something?
Well, I don't think it's on the side of the frog, if you know what I mean.
No. I actually don't know what you mean.
Well, looks like somebody's gonna make an exit out the old poop chute.
Oh, no.
You find what appears to be an opening of sorts, but it's closed tightly shut. You knock 3 times.
Knock, knock, knock.
Suddenly, the opening releases, and you come spilling out into the world in a flood of fresh frog feces.
What?
That is really gross.
What did I say?
So disgusting.
Mindy, what kind of guided meditation was that?
A defecation meditation.
If you'll excuse me, I need to go wash out my mind's eye.
Yuck! Me too!
You got any soap?
Well, let's see. I've got hand soap, bar soap, body soap, soap on a
rope. Great job, everyone! Now give yourselves a round of applause.
Mindy, where in the world did you get the idea for that horrifying guided meditation?
Oh, well, I got the idea from science.
Science?
Yeah, specifically this bonkerballs new study that I just read from Kobe University in Japan. It was led by this biologist named Shinji Sugiura.
Wait a minute, I've read about him. He's been studying the strange behaviors of insects and predators for years.
Yeah, and he's seen a lot of weird stuff in his day.
Yeah, like bugs who, when eaten by a frog, make the frog vomit so they can avoid being swallowed and escape alive.
Yeah, and the bombardier beetle is a pretty good example of that. After a frog gobbles it up, it toots out this hot chemical spray that is so gross and so foul, it makes the frog puke all over the place, allowing the beetle to escape the frog and live to tell the tale.
Oh, right. You mentioned that in your,
defecation meditation? Anywho, this study was about a completely different beetle, a Japanese water beetle who goes by the super long scientific name Regenbardia attenuata.
Whoa, that's a mouthful, even for a frog.
Yeah, I thought about calling Regenbardia Reggie for short, but... So anywho, Dr. Sugiura had been noticing these beetles and frogs hanging out together around the lily pad fields in Japan. So he brought one beetle and one frog back to his lab so he could study how they, interacted with each other.
And was he surprised when the frog ate the beetle?
Well, he was surprised that when the frog ate the beetle, it didn't spit it right back out. Live beetles are not exactly known for their flavor.
That tastes like chicken.
G-Force, ain't nobody want to know that.
But according to that disgusting, gross mindset exercise you just put me through, the frog must have swallowed the beetle, giving it a journey through its intestines.
You know it. And just a couple of hours later, the beetle, having taken a little ride down the frog's digestive slide, shot right out of the frog's cloaca, covered in poop.
You mean it shot out of its butt?
Well, not just a butt. The cloaca is kind of a a one-stop shop that frogs and other animals use for pooping, peeing, laying eggs.
Ooh, now that sounds like a handy little multi-tool. Where can I get one?
What?
Sorry, Mr. Fingerling, cloacas are not for most mammals.
Rats.
Oh, Reggie would like everyone to know that he has a cloaca. In fact, all birds do.
Sheesh, Reggie. No need to brag about it.
Excuse me. Can we get back to this study, please? Mindy, you were saying that after the beetle worked its way through the frog's digestive tract, it shot out of the same hole that the frog uses to, defecate?
What'd he say?
Well, defecate is a more polite way of saying, poop.
Wow.
Oh, no, Guy, not you too.
Yeah, what goes in must come out. And when you're this particular beetle, you're using the back door. And that is not even the most amazing part.
It's not?
Nope. What Dr. Sugira discovered was truly bonkerballs. When the frog pooped out the beetle...
Yes?
The beetle was still alive.
What?
Oh, no!
No way! That's
not... I will not stand by and listen to this nonsense.
That's right. The frog eats the beetle. The beetle emerges from the frog's behind in a pile of poop and survives. Like that death-defying journey never even happened.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a second. That's impossible. I mean, first of all, how would a beetle survive being chewed up by a frog?
Yeah!
Oh, well, that's easy. See, these pond frogs don't have teeth, so they just have to gobble and swallow their prey whole.
Okay, well, how could the beetle possibly survive the frog's corrosive stomach acids?
Yeah!
I mean, the whole purpose of these digestive juices is to tear apart and break down anything that the frog eats.
Yeah, what about that?
Well, Dr. Sugira had the same question. And he thinks that the exoskeleton, or protective outer shell of the beetle, is probably strong enough to withstand being digested by a frog. But he'll need to do more research before he can say for sure.
Okay, but how was it able to breathe that whole time it was swimming through the frog's digestive tubes?
Oh, yeah!
I mean, I know it's a water beetle, but still.
Well, Dr. Sugira suspects that since this aquatic beetle can trap air under its wing cases to breathe underwater, well, it could probably do the same to breathe inside of a frog.
Well, that checks out. No further questions, Your Honor.
Now get to the part where the bug starts knocking on the back door, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. So, once the beetle reaches the end of the, tunnel, it's gotta find a way back out. But the problem is, there's an obstacle in its way. And that obstacle is a little ring of muscle holding that cloaca hole closed. Like a drawstring on a bag cinching it shut.
Or like the drawstring on my hoodie. There. Now I'm cool.
So wait a minute, Mindy. Are you saying that the beetle has to get that muscle to loosen up before it can escape from the frog's behind?
You know it. And after some poking and prodding and maybe a little knocking, the muscle loosens, the cloaca opens, and out pops the beetle in a flood of fresh frog poop.
Oh, that's nasty.
And what about the beetle? What happens after it's pooped out alive?
Well, from what Dr. Sugira could tell, the beetle just goes on to live like it never even happened. It pulls itself out of the poop and goes back to swimming around and living its little beetle life.
Mindy!
Come on, lady. I just washed my mind's eye.
Anything for science.
So, Mindy, are we sure that this wasn't just a one-time thing? I mean, scientists have to conduct their experiments more than once to make sure that their findings are consistent.
Oh, yeah. After this, Dr. Sugiro went on to conduct this experiment 5 more times, including some different beetle species and different insect-eating frogs.
And what did he find?
Well, he found that over 90%, or most of the time, the Regenbardia beetle made it out alive and went on to live happily ever after. But the other beetles weren't so lucky.
So besides the protective exoskeleton or shell on the Regenbardia beetle, were there any other clues to how it was able to survive?
Oh, yeah. And those clues lie in the legs.
The legs?
Yep. When the Regenbardia beetle had full use of its legs, it managed to pop out the other end between 6 minutes and 6 hours after it was swallowed by a frog.
Okay.
But when Dr. Sugiro made it difficult for the beetle to use its legs by covering them with wax, well, the digestion took days, and the beetle did not make it out alive.
Huh.
So by conducting this experiment, he was able to determine...
What?
He was able to determine that the beetle was using its legs to crawl through the frog's intestines.
Exactoritos. That beetle was plotting its escape route from the very beginning.
But I guess it's kind of hard to know for sure without seeing inside the frog's intestines.
Yeah, sometimes even scientists have to use their imaginations.
Hey, speaking of imagination, Mindy, do you mind if I lead us all through a little mindful guided meditation?
Oh, yeah, sure. But do you think you're going to be able to corral everyone else?
Pooped out by a frog finger line?
No, you get pooped out by a frog.
Just breathe.
No, you get pooped out by a frog, G-Force.
And let your breath drown out the noise.
Actually, you know what? I think I need another depresso.
No, you get pooped out by a frog.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The past is never past, and every headline has a history.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei.
I'm Rund Abdelfattah, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's history podcast.
Each week, we go back in time to better understand the present,
bringing lesser-known stories and perspectives to the surface.
Subscribe and listen to Throughline from NPR.
That's it! Back to the show!
Wow in the World!
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Miles from Raleigh, North Carolina. My Wow in the World is that if you could fold a piece of paper in half 42 times, its thickness would reach the moon. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
Hi, my name is Ari and I live in Westfield, New Jersey. My wow is, did you know rainbows are made of water? Bye.
Hi, my name's Cora. I live in Clarksville, Maryland. My wow in the world is that doctors use snake venom for medicine. Bye, and also say hi for Reggie for me.
Hi, my name is Gwenny and I live in Austin, Texas. And did you know that the Statue of Liberty is actually copper, because after it was out there for a long time, it turned green. Say hi to Reggie and from a G-Force.
Booyah!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. It's Zelda from Brooklyn, New York. And my round the world is that cold water is heavier than warm water. Love your podcast. Oh, and don't forget to say hi to Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, Dennis, and Reggie for me.
Hi!
Bye!
Hi, Mindy, Guy Raz. My name is Karen. My wow in the world is that chocolate actually grows on trees. It isn't just made in a factory. The bean that it comes from is called a cacao bean. And the little beans inside it help make it. Love your show. Bye!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Kieran, and I live in Dublin, California. My wow in the world is that elephants make their own sunscreen. First, they suck up dirt with their trunk and then spray it all over their body so they don't get burned. Then they wash it off in the water.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Nicholas, and I live in Port St. Lucie, Florida. My wow in the world is that when you rub your feet on a carpet or welcome mat, you build up static electricity. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis.
Hi there.
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Xavier, and I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And my wow in the world is that tardigrades can survive extremely hot temperatures, freezing cold temperatures, bottom of the sea pressures, and even in space. Bye, Minnie and Guy Raz. Say hi to Dennis for me.
Hello!
The best guy in the world.
What in the world? What happened? You got cut off! What were you gonna say? What were you gonna say?
End of messages.
Ah, nuts.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
What does it take to really make amends? And how should we navigate our digital spaces? I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers who help us answer some of life's biggest questions. Join us. Listen now.